hear tires screeching, squealing madness, insanity on the highways.
What's up?
The Freeway 500, Rock 94 and a halfway home. Hello?
I am driving to North Carolina, man, being a menace to the highway right now.
Oh, no. Well, is it different for you driving when you're not behind the wheel of the 120-foot stretch limousine?
Yeah. it's more like a tour bus, man, but, Yeah, I'm definitely, I don't have the same driving skills as the average person because I'm never driving, you know, so...
We are on the phone with Clint Lowery of Seven Dust fame. How's it going, Clint?
Yeah. Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, same to you. First off, very much so. Thank you. We have thanks for Seven Dust because you guys did such an awesome job at the Rock Hard at the Park for us. That was a kill show, man.
Man, that was awesome time, man.
Yeah.
Very incredible show, man.
I'm glad your tour bus made it out of our parking lot. It really got stock, folks, but hopefully we can do that again with you.
I'll do it again, for sure.
Yeah, so what you been up to these days?
Man, just right now, we're taking a break from Seven Dust Tour. I've been, promoting this Hello Demons Meet Skeletons thing and doing that on my off time. You know, all the other guys are kind of, got kids and stuff, so I'm basically using my off time to kind of keep working and, we're getting ready to start writing for the new Seven Dust record, so I'm really excited about that. There's a bunch of stuff, man. I'm just staying busy.
Yeah, I guess you have been. This solo project, for example, Hello Demons Meet Skeletons, right? I gotta remember.
Yeah, it's like Hello Demons Meet Skeletons.
That's
like
it.
Like you're introducing both of them to each other,
Yeah, from straight out of the closet, man. And it's a personal CD for you, isn't it?
Yeah, it's for me, I just wanted to kind of, I went through a couple of different personal issues, over the last couple of years. And I just wanted to kind of, before the Seven Dust writing process began to get really heavy and occupy all my time, I wanted to put these songs down just to, to basically get it out of my system, and I thought acoustically it wouldn't be anything like Seven Dust, because we throw down pretty hard. So, I thought I'd just do this now and get it out there and use it for therapy and actually raise some money while I'm at it, so.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Portions of the proceeds are going to charity, it says?
Yes.
That's cool. Anyone in particular, or you haven't decided yet?
There's a few different ones, but, until I nail it down, I probably shouldn't say the exact ones.
Okay.
But, there's been talk about, the Make-A-Wish Foundation. There's a bunch of great charities, but once I nail it down, I'll make a full announcement.
It's the perfect time of year for that with the holidays coming up and all. And it's good cruising home for the holidays music, too. Let's say we roll track here. What do you think?
Yeah, rock it, man.
Okay, this day, and it's one of those personal demons coming through, isn't it?
It's basically talking about what kind of mayhem you can cause in one day,
Never forget this day with Clint Lowery. The EP's called Chills on Rock 94 and a half way home.
Yep, that's it.
How did you lose yourself? And all you love. Give me 24 hours and I'll see you in hell. When my demons meet the skeletons, the world turns red, and it won't be long before the end starts drawing near. And
Good stuff there. Rock 94 and Halfway Home. Clint Lowry of Seven Dust from the Solo Chills CD. And the band's still together. He's just having fun on his own for the holidays.
Yeah.
Most people go around and play Guitar Hero and stuff, but no, Clint puts out an EP.
Yeah, man, I'm just trying to stay busy, man. You know, I'm getting out to do the new Seven Dust right now, so you know, I thought I'd do this right now, man. But it's been fun. But I'm ready to get some heavy one too, so.
Hey, Clint, how did you do that? I mean, there's a lot of good talent in there. How does one go about recording an EP or a CD by themselves?
I'm basically a novice drummer. I started out on drums, so for what, for these songs, it didn't require like Morgan Rose skill, so I just kind of did it myself. I thought, if I can do it, it's something I always wanted to do to challenge myself. And like I said, it's really simple, but it was really fun to do, man. Playing drums is like my childhood dream. I program drums and do all kinds of stuff, but this is the first time I actually recorded them, so it was really fun, man.
So did you kind of hear the song in your head as you went, or did you lay down reference tracks? I'm just trying to figure out how you did it.
It's funny, I lay down a scratch track, which is me playing guitar, and then I'll play drums to that.
Okay.
And then I'll go back and re-record the drums and bass, and then I'll sing and layer the vocals, kind of like what Dave Grohl did when he first came out.
That's pretty good. You said you did it in 10 days, and I don't think most bands can record an EP in 10 days, so I think you did pretty good.
you take the other members out, you don't get the arguments, you don't get any of that stuff going. So.
Everybody gets along when you're by yourself.
I get along with myself real well.
We're posting that track online at rock945.com or the Jeff Scott's Jock page also, which is the freeway500.com. So that's really cool of you to let us put that track up there for people to listen to today. And they can pick it up, you said, on iTunes or anywhere digital downloads are available.
Yeah, you can go to, hellodemonsmeetskeletons.com and get a hard copy, or you can get it on iTunes or Rhapsody or Amazon or any of those digital stores.
Okay, great. Well, that's really cool. I'm glad to hear you doing this stuff. I really like the song a lot. And you guys are good acoustically anyway. So to wrap it up tonight, I thought we'd play that acoustic performance you gave us here when you were in town for Rock Hard at the Park.
Sounds good.
Hope you have a happy Thanksgiving, Clint. Thanks for hooking up with us.
My pleasure, man.
What's on tap? You having turkey? Wait, seven-layer turkey dip, right?
Oh, man, I'm frying turkey, man. I don't eat that regular baked stuff. I fry my stuff.
Oh, fried southern. Wait, now southern fried seven-layer turkey dip. Now we're talking.
That works, man.
Clint Lowry from Seven Dust, and here's a flashback to Rock Hard at the Park from Rock 94 and a Halfway Home.
of you.
Tastes like chicken.
Here, Toady.
Happy Thanksgiving from Rock 94 to Half.